All right, folks, it's a Monday. We've come to the conclusion there's only one way to wrap it up, and it's with this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Nick.
It's the Richter Scale.
Oh my God, you need booze.
Yes, I really
please.
Do.
Yes, please. Yeah. Well, Steve probably more because he has to deal with us. I just think it's fun. The Richter Scale. I bring up the big stories and events from the weekend, and Steve and Alex, that's them, they rate their impact. Houston, they have a problem. That problem is Edwin Diaz.
No, you got to leave now. I'm pretty sure you have to leave now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's a good one.
Houston, we got a problem, jokes?
We're going to roll with it.
Mariners
closer went 4-for-4 on save chances for the Mariners in Houston, struck out 9 of 14 batters he faced, getting saves 43, 44, 45, and 46, putting him on pace to tie the single-season records of 62 saves by K-Rod. This four-game sweep by the M's brings them to four games back of the Astros in the West and 1.5 games behind the A's in the AL West and AL wildcard. How big of a sweep was this by Seattle?
Still a negative 22 run differential.
Is that ridiculous?
Yeah.
Well, they win each game by a half run, and then they lose by four.
It's incredibly massive. Are you kidding me? Like, they absolutely needed this, because even if they, you know, split the series
six.
Or whatever. Yeah.
No, if they win 3 out of 4, it's six.
Huge difference. It's a 10 for Seattle, absolutely.
Where we sit, I call that an absolute 10. And by the way, saving all four games in a series, like we were talking about with winning the PGA and the, what else did he win? The U.S. Open in the same year. It's happened 5 times ever. It's unbelievable. 10.
You just had to bring golf into a baseball discussion, didn't you?
Jeez.
Well, rarity is rarity. Much. If you guys knew more than just football and your favorite baseball team, we could have more logical.
I talk hockey every spring.
I know everything about Bryce.
Oh, that's right. I can
almost say Giannis Antetokounmpo.
If you talked about stuff, talked about stuff that I listened to, all right, that's a different subject.
That's one, Nick.
Yeah. Enough of the small talk. It's time for the big one. Tiger in his Sunday red, in the hunt for a major for the first time in 10 years, finished second. But he had a personal best for a Sunday in a major with 64 that was 6 under on the day. Couldn't hit a fairway on the front nine. It didn't matter. He's Tiger. He was saving par from bunkers, from the woods, literally. Hit nearly aced it on 3 and had a ball that was half a rotation away from sinking a birdie putt that would have ended up burning down half of St. Louis in the riot that it would have caused.
Unbelievable.
We won't be seeing Tiger compete in a major for almost 280 days, but how back is Tiger!
Oh, how great was it, or how back is he?
How back is Tiger?
It's a 10 if he wins, but he didn't win, so he's got to be like a 6 or something.
9.5.
He's back-ish.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what.
Little faith.
He,
Debbie Downer.
70%. Imagine getting a 70% raise. Imagine getting, you know, our ratings went up 70%. I mean, it's one of the most unbelievable things we've seen in a while. How back is he? Okay, I'll give it a 6.
Win a tournament, then pop off, Tiger.
The winner of the PGA Championship was Brooks Koepka, who won his 3rd major, 2nd this year, 4th tournament of his career. He ran off 3 straight birdies to end the front nine, had a bogey-free back nine. His drives were averaging just under 1 million yards, and he ripped out our hearts by not giving us the moment golf fans have waited for 10 years. How big of a villain is Brooks Koepka to golf fans by not letting Tiger win?
You only got it the first time because you were reading it.
0.
He's a 10.
Yes.
He might as well have like a curly mustache
or
goatee because that's what the evil version of people
does
have.
He have a woman tied up on the railroad track?
Yes, he might as well.
He does.
Yes, he absolutely does. He like leaves the golf course and then like goes and sets up his piles of dynamite on the train tracks. With
is there old time piano playing?
That's right.
As the train is approaching?
He has a huge container.
He wears a big cape.
Full of like the ball bombs with like the wicks that come out. That's he deals
He's Wile E. Coyote, but like more evil.
Basically is.
TNT. That's the correct answer, Alex.
Yes, thank you.
Mad Max Scherzer had one of the best pitching performances of the weekend against the Cubs. 7 innings, 11 Ks, 1 walk, 3 hits, and he leaves the Windy City with a no decision because David Bote walked it off in Chicago with a grand slam off Ryan Madsen to get the Cubs a 4-3 win. Another incredible individual play was by A's center fielder Ramon Laureano, who had a 321-foot outfield assist that was nothing short of a pure laser. Which individual effort rated higher, the walk-off grand slam in the bottom of the ninth with two outs or a 321-foot outfield assist?
I've seen home runs like that before. Me too. I've never seen a throw
That's
like that before.
That's not an athletic feat that you never, ever see unless it's Bo Jackson.
Incredible.
I'm going with the throw.
They brought up, the A's announcers brought up the Cespedes throw where he like bobbled right, in right field and then lasered a guy at home.
He turned a fly ball into an assist getting a guy at third.
Cespedes
it was at home. It
Cespedes
was
Cespedes turned errors into assists on a regular basis, but that's the most incredible. That's like
you can't do that.
I can't think of a better throw than that. I honestly can't.
No.
And he doubled him up. It wasn't just a great throw. He got the out.
It's
a 10.
All right, last one. The return of the Premier League was a huge bright spot for me this weekend. The reigning champions Manchester City began their title defense with a 2-0 win over Arsenal in Arsenal's first game in the post-Arsene Wenger era for the North Londoners. The evil, rotten, no-good Liverpool beat West Ham 4-0. Hey, Man U opened the season off with a 1-0 win over Leicester, and my beloved Everton battled to a 2-2 draw with 10 men against the newly promoted Wolverhampton Wanderers. How big of a weekend was the return of the Premier League?
For me or for Earth?
Yes.
0 for me.
I did a 0.
Like a 9 for the Earth.
I played golf on Saturday. I watched a lot of golf on Sunday. I did things in between. So it didn't even register. It's too early for me.
Did you guys see the Wayne Rooney play from over the weekend?
Oh, that was crazy.
I did not.
He made this one-on-one tackle in the open field. There's no keeper behind him. So he literally, if he misses, then the guy walks in and scores easily. So he dives, gets the tackle, steals the ball away, takes about 10 steps and then just rockets a laser to from basically midfield all the way to the far corner of the goal. Teammate heads it in and they win. It was like an extra time.
I was wondering what that was.
Oh my goodness.
Wayne Rooney.
Just an incredible play.
It was amazing.
I follow a lot of Everton fans on Twitter. They were all saying that they've never seen Wayne Rooney run that fast in the past 4 years.
The effort.
Yeah.
By the way, I shared this on Twitter and I know we're out of time. There's a picture of Keith Richards with one of his daughters on each side of him. It says, these are Keith Richards' daughters. When they pass away, he will inherit everything.
Do they have him in their will?
Yep.